motion into the record for my behalf.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mears. Just a couple things, too, just generally on the old business items. Since Mr. Passwaters wasn't a member of the commission during the public hearing, he won't be voting on those. And Mr. Allen, remember, you recused yourself on the S&amp;J growers when we get to that, so you won't vote on that. And again, just a reminder again for our new folks, for old business items which followed a public hearing, and because these are more thorough motions, the chair actually does a roll call vote on all those. I mean, Mr. Passwaters, you won't have to vote today, but the other four today will be a roll call vote. So on this one, it's Mr. Mears' motion that the commission recommend a denial of change in zone number 2024 for Flyaway Farms Christopher Companies for a change in zone from AR1 Agricultural Residential to an MRRPC based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the stated purpose of the MR district is to provide for medium density residential development in areas which are or which are expected to become generally urban in character, but where sanitary sewers and public water supplies may or may not be available at the time of construction. The district is located to protect existing development of this character and contains vacant land considered appropriate for such development in the future. While sewer and water will apparently be available at some point in the future, Mr. Mears does not believe that this site is in an area that is or is expected to become urban in character. He also does not believe that this vacant land is considered appropriate for MR zoning for the reasons that follow. Two, although this site is technically adjacent to Millville's boundaries, it's the backside of Millville. The site only has indirect access to Burton Farm Road via only 80.14 feet of road frontage, and it does not have any direct access to Millville's town center or its internal roadways. The site is also isolated from any other higher density development because it is situated behind several larger 2-acre lots that have frontage on Burton Farm Road. In this isolated location, separated from the rest of Millville and without any substantial road frontage of its own, I do not believe that this site is or is expected to become urban in character or that it is appropriate for MR development. Three, Mr. Mears does not believe that this is an appropriate location for the density that is permitted in the MR zoning district. The MR zone permits a density of up to 4 units per acre. Again, this location is immediately behind lots that are at least 2 acres in size. It is surrounded by a majority of the rest of its boundaries by land and agricultural use, with the entire southern boundary adjacent to lands under agricultural preservation. This proposed rezoning is inconsistent with the adjacent properties and uses. Four, the subzoning to a higher density is not entirely supported by the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The current page 4-15 of the current plan provides the following guidance for increased densities in the coastal area where this property is located. Quote, Sussex County's base density of 2 units per acre is appropriate throughout this classification. However, medium and higher density, 4 to 12 units per acre, can be appropriate in certain locations. Medium and higher density could be supported in areas where there is central water and sewer near sufficient commercial uses and employment centers, where it is in keeping with the character of the area, where it is along a main road or at or near a major intersection, where there is adequate level of service, or where other considerations exist that are relevant to the requested projects and density. Applying those factors to this application, A, near sufficient commercial uses and employment centers, a corner of the property is adjacent to the town limits of Millville and an undeveloped portion of the Millville by the Sea development. However, Millville by the Sea is largely oriented towards Roxana Road and not Burton Farm Road, where this RPC would have its access. Other than a very small B1 property near this site along Roxana Road and Horseplay Way, there are no other commercial uses or employment centers in the immediate vicinity of these properties. This factor is not satisfied. B, where it is in keeping with the character of the area. Again, aside from the proximity to the town of Millville and the limited area of shared border with Millville by the sea, the rest of the character of the area is primarily AR1 farmland and larger 2-acre strip lots in front of this property along Burton Farm Road. As confirmed in the hearing, the property directly to the south of this RPC is in ag preservation too. So the MR medium density of 4 units an acre is generally out of character with the area. C, where it is along a main road or at near a major intersection. This item is not satisfied since Burton Farm Road is not a main road and there are no main intersections nearby. The road improvements imposed upon this development by DLDOT largely only cover the area of the road immediately adjacent to the site. In this case, the site only has 80.14 feet of road frontage, making material improvements to Burton Farm Road very limited. This factor is not satisfied, and the required DLDOT improvements along the site's limited road frontage do not mitigate the fact that Burton Farm Road is a narrow 2-lane roadway with limited shoulders. D, where there are other considerations that are relevant to the project and density. While this MRRPC is technically adjacent to Millville's boundaries, it's the backside of Millville, and Burton Farm Road does not have any direct access to Millville's town centers and its internal roadways without having to travel across several roads to get to the center parts of town. As a result, the project does not reflect the natural expansion or extension of the development trends within Millville, since there's no direct connectivity between the project and the town. 5, DelDAT has stated that Burton Farm Road in the vicinity of this site currently has a daily traffic volume of 329 vehicles per day. DelDAT has also stated that this development alone would create an additional 2,668 trips per day on this narrow roadway. This is more than 8 times the current traffic volume of that road. Because it is more than 500 additional vehicles, it is considered a major impact to the area roadways. Again, the limited road and entrance improvements required by DelDAT can only occur within the site's 80.14 feet of frontage. This is not enough to mitigate the adverse impact of the substantial increase in the traffic volume on Burton Farm Road caused by this rezoning. 6, because this is a recommendation for denial of the upzoning to MR, it is not necessary to also address the nature of the residential planning community and the site plan associated with that part of the application. However, for the reasons stated in this motion, the purposes of a residential planning community are also not satisfied because the application does not create, quote, a superior living environment through unified developments, close quote. Instead, this RPC is neither unified nor consistent with the majority of the surrounding properties and uses. For the same reasons, this residential plan community does not protect the existing and future developments in this area. And as stated in item 4 of this motion, it is not achieving the goals of the comprehensive plan. And 7, for all these reasons, it's Mr. Mears' motion that the commission recommend a denial of this MRRPC.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Madam Chair, that's my motion.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 2024 for Flyaway Farms Christopher Companies. And as a reminder, when you vote yes, it is to vote for the denial of this application. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the denial for the reasons mentioned in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
I vote yes to recommend denial for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen?
Yes, I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes to deny for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2475 SNJ Growers.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend a denial of conditional use number 2475 for SNJ Growers for a borrow pit based on the lack of a sufficient record in support of it and for the following reasons. 1, the applicant stated that he does not intend to use this borrow pit as a typical commercial borrow pit operation. However, he still has the obligation to create a record in support of the use. The applicant was unable to provide definite details as to the following relevant factors of every borrow pit application. A, the volume of dirt or sand to be removed. B, the frequency of the truck traffic generated by the operation. C, dust control measures. D, noise generated by the use. E, the specific location of the pit as it expands. F, the existing and proposed buffers around the pit, the method and hours of the excavation operations, and how those operations would be monitored. H, the depth of the pit. I, how the excavation will affect the water table in the area. J, security and fencing around the pit so that it is safely operated. K, the slopes of the pit sides. And L, the other relevant information that is necessary for an application such as this. 2, there is no indication in the record about the applicant's coordination with DENRAC or the pit on the pit's operation. 3, the applicant did not provide any information about a proposed reclamation plan for the site once pit operations end. 4, because the record lacks sufficient detail, it is not possible to recommend approval of this application based on the record made during the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing. 5, as a result of all of these reasons and the lack of a record, I move that we recommend a denial of this application.
Second.
Madam Chair, let the record show, if you would, that I'll abstain from voting on this.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to deny conditional use number 2475 for SNJ Growers. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes to recommend denial for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for denial for the reasons mentioned in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for denial for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Let the record show that the motion carries 3-0 with Mr. Allen abstaining. Next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2476, Richard and Brandy Gentner, Jr.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2476 for Richard and Brandy Gentry Jr. for masonry business based on the record made during public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is proposed to be used as a central location for the applicant's masonry business, including office space and indoor-outdoor storage of business equipment. There is a need for this type of use in Sussex County. Two, there would be no retail sales or similar business conducted from the site. Three, the applicant has stated that all work is performed off-site and that there will be any dumping or storage of concrete or similar materials on the site. Four, the use does not require any regular deliveries during the day. The only traffic is typically in the morning and afternoon when employees take the equipment to off-site job locations. Five, there are no homes adjacent to the site, and DelDOT has stated that traffic impact will be diminutive. With the conditions and limitations of this approval, this use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or traffic. Six, the applicant has stated that the company provides a service to the construction industry in Sussex County. This use is of a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to the applicant's masonry business with equipment storage. No retail sales or other business shall be conducted on this site. B, no manufacturing or concrete mixing shall occur on site. This prohibition includes the shredding or grinding of any materials. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. D, the hours of operation shall be limited to 6:30 a.m. through 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturdays. There should not be any Sunday hours. E, any security lighting shall be screened so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the site is currently gated. The gate shall be relocated so it is further back from the hardscrabble road to allow vehicles to pull completely off the roadway when the gate is closed. The location of the gate shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the applicant shall comply with all DelDOT requirements, including any entrances or roadway improvements. H, all stormwater management facilities shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex Conservation District. I, all maintenance of vehicles and equipment shall be performed indoors. J, final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicles, equipment storage, and parking in these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There should be not any parking storage within the property setbacks. K, all concrete forms shall be stored in locations that is screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. These storage areas shall be known on the final site plan. L, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for terminations of the conditional use approval. M, the final site plan should be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 2476 for Richard and Brandy Gettner Jr. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Mears?
Mr. Allen, could you say for the reasons?
Oh, for these conditions, yes.
In your motion, yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Mr. Mears?
I vote yes to approve for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes. I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2479, the Crossings at Oak Orchard LLC.
Mr. Robertson will read another motion into the record on my behalf.
Thank you, Mr. Mears.
In the interest of saving time.
Madam Chair, it's Mr. Mears' motion that he moved to recommend approval of approval of conditional use 2479 for the Crossings at Oak Orchard for two additional lots within the existing manufactured home community based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this manufactured home community was originally established in 1982 by conditional use number 677 that limited the number of lots to 112. This application seeks to add two additional lots within a formerly undeveloped area of the community. Two, these two lots will be consistent with the other lots throughout the community. Three, this community is located within the coastal area according to the current Sussex County future land use map. This two-lot expansion of the community is appropriate in this area according to the comprehensive plan and the future land use map. Four, the community and these two new lots are served by central water and they're connected to the Sussex County sewer system. Five, there's no evidence that the additional two lots will adversely affect nearby properties or area roadways. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, no more than two new lots shall be added to the existing approved manufactured home park. B, the additional two lots shall conform to the current requirements for a manufactured home park as set forth in the Sussex County Zoning Code as to size, setbacks, parking, and other dimensional requirements. C, the addressing for these two new lots shall be established, shall be established by the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. And D, a final site plan depicting these two lots shall be reviewed and approved by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. At the same time that a final site plan is submitted for approval, the applicant shall submit a revised master plan of the entire community identifying all lot locations by number and further identifying lots that are owned by the applicant and lots that are owned by third parties.
Thank you. So moved.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 2479, The Crossings at Oak Orchard LLC. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Next item on our agenda is conditional use number 2527, LIC Housing LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2527 for LIC Housing LLC for conditional use for an independent care facility, restaurant, and fitness center based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use meets the purpose of the Sussex County Zoning Code and that it promotes the orderly growth of the county. The project is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, and the location is appropriate along King's Highway next to a church and in the vicinity of similar facilities, doctor's offices, and other institutional uses. Two, the development of this site with no more than 95 age-restricted units is consistent with the densities of similar facilities in this area around Lewis. Three, sewer service will be provided by Sussex County as part of the county-operated sanitary sewer district. Four, the development will be served by Central Water. Five, the proposed development will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Six, the applicants have stated that this project is intended to meet the demand for seniors for a facility that is designed to fill the gap between a high-end apartment complex and a full-service senior care facility. There is the need for this type of senior housing in Sussex County. Seven, the proposed restaurant and fitness center will be a shared-use facility available to both the residents of this project and the public. Because there will not be exclusive to the project's residents, the housing costs will be lower than other similar projects. The public restaurant and fitness center uses are also appropriate along King's Highway, and they are consistent with the other similar uses in the area. In addition, according to the recommendations of approval and based upon statements made during the public hearing, other types of ancillary commercial uses are appropriate instead of a restaurant or a fitness center. Examples could include medical or physical therapy facilities. Eight, DelDOT has stated that the impact of this project on area roadways will be minor. The applicant will also be required to comply with all DelDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. Nine, the proposed use promotes services of the goals, objectives, and strategies in Chapter 8 of the County Comprehensive Plan regarding housing and the expansion of housing opportunities for Sussex County's aging population. 10, there was no opposition to this application. 11, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 95 dwelling units constructed on the site. As proffered by the applicant, these units shall be operated and maintained as housing intended for occupancy by persons 55 years of age or older in compliance with the Federal Fair Housing Act and the Housing for Older Persons Act. In addition to these housing units, the project may also include a restaurant, fitness center, or other similar uses open to the public but compatible with the primary use as an age-restricted residential project. The location and type of these additional uses shall be shown on the final site plan. To the extent that these uses do include a restaurant, the restaurant shall close no later than 10 p.m. and any music or entertainment shall cease by 9 p.m. B, all entrances, intersections, interconnection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's requirements. C, the development shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and regulations. D, the conditional use shall be served by a public central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. E, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. F, the resources on the site as defined by the Sussex County Zoning Code shall be protected, and resource buffers shall be installed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Zoning Code. G, the applicant shall submit as part of the final site plan review a landscape plan showing all buffers and the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the landscaping along Kings Highway. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. I, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscape materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur Monday through Saturday between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed on the site entrance during construction. J, all lighting on the site shall be directed downwards so that it does not shine on neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. K, the site plan presented during the public hearing showed a fence between this property and the church next door. An alternative landscaping plan showed a potential shared garden patio area between the two properties. Under either scenario, there shall be pedestrian interconnectivity between this development and the church next door. L, this site is located within a wetland protection area. Therefore, the site plan and the development of the site shall comply with applicable requirements of Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 2527 for LIC Housing LLC. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Allen?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Next item on our agenda this